to be extra quiet. You have to just roll with it.
Monday, the National Student Survey starts. Have you heard of it? Yes, you vaguely know what to expect. Some of you, yes, some of you know. Okay. On Monday, you will get contacted by Maury Poll for the NSS, National Student Survey. In the first instance, they will email you, okay? And it's a questionnaire that you fill in online. If you don't fill it in, they will hound you until you do. And I mean seriously, they will start phoning you up at 8 o'clock in the morning, asking you why you haven't done it. All right? So the university has put aside a whole load of computers next week in one of the labs in the new building to help you do this. It can only be used for that. There'll be people around to help you log on, make sure that you, if you've got any questions, that they'll be there to answer them. All right? The reason that you need to do it, other than to stop the phone calls at home, is because it's really important to you. The reason it's important is because the results of this survey get fed into a national database, which then feeds into league tables, all right? And it's the league tables are what prospective employers and postgraduate courses use to assess the value of your degree, all right? So if Kingston comes down the bottom, the bottom line is nobody's gonna want to employ you because they're gonna think your degree is shit, all right? So
you're scared of that.
and the basis is it, at some point, you know, clearly Kingston wants to do well because they want to look good. But in terms of feedback to us, it doesn't make any difference, all right? The difference is to how people receive your degree in the cohort you graduated. So in effect, you're competing against lots of students from other institutions who also want their university to look good. So although this is going to sound incredibly biased, you know, you rate these things on a 5-point scale, I think. If you think something was a 4, a good, my encouragement would be, give it a 5, all right? Because that's what everyone else is doing, all right? And you want, you, basically, at the end of the day, you want Kingston to, you know, I think you've got a very good degree here. You will all get a very good degree from Kingston, which in the past has been wonderful in terms of graduate employability. At the moment, I think we're 7th in the national tables for graduates getting a graduate job after they leave with a Kingston degree, and we don't want that to drop, all right? The only other thing that I really need to say about this is that one of the things that nationally universities do very poorly on is that there are some questions about feedback. And Kingston, that's the dip in the Kingston profile, which is to us as your lecturers is rather bizarre because feedback is the one thing our external examiners are always saying to us, you give too much of it. You do really good feedback compared to everywhere else. So there is a slight mismatch between perhaps what you conceive of as feedback and what the poll is asking about and what we see as feedback, all right? feedback in terms of this questionnaire and to us means what happens in seminars. You know, every seminar you have, you get some interactive feedback from the person giving it. So in developmental, you know, if I ask a question and no one answers, I start banging my head on the table, that is feedback. If I'm smiling and going, yeah, great, it means you're getting feedback, you're along the right lines, all right? If you get a mark for a piece of work, that's what we mean by feedback. You know, verbal and written notes on your work, or coming to talk to us in office hours or via email. And again, feedback is also things like, in developmental last year, we put up the stuff about what people did wrong the previous year, and so you're building on previous cohorts and mistakes or positive things. Has anybody got any questions about it? Okay, brilliant. Do ask if you have, all right? As I say, I think come 9 o'clock Monday morning, the emails will start to arrive, and they will leave it for about a week before they really start nagging you, all right? There will be leaflets like this around the university and posters that tell you where the computer labs are and where the people who are helping you do it, and some more information about why you're doing it, what it is. It's run by the government, not by the universities themselves. Thank you very much.
Another point, though, is if you're unhappy about aspects of certain modules, you know, at the end of every module, there's also a module feedback form, which you can fill in, of course, and then you get all that like garbage you're spewing out about us in the lecture and so forth. That is the forum where there's very local, specific feedback you want to give us about your experience in a module, but that is not the place of the National Student Survey to do so.
Absolutely, yeah. If you hate Fred's course, tell Fred. Right.
Thank you.
Cheers. See you later. Thanks, Fred.